3527.
Off.
Time, on. Moderate or good. 40.
Off.
In the run-up to Halloween, two new dramas on BBC Radio 3.
No one there.
That's why I called. He went down and he...
Disappeared?
He did.
Claire, love.
Don't.
You have to stop this.
A contemporary ghost story of identity theft and eternal limbo, and a new version for radio of one of the most influential horror films, Nosferatu. The Wire, tonight at 9, and Drama on 3, Sunday night at 8:30.
Just show me something.
On BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. Just gone 1 o'clock, and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. One of the most influential composers of the late 20th century, Hans Werner Henze, has died. He was 86. Henze was noted for his many operas, symphonies and ballets, much of his work informed by his political commitment. He also had a long association with Radio 3, dating back to its days as the third programme. The nephew of Jimmy Savile has spoken of his family's turmoil over allegations of sexual abuse surrounding the late TV presenter. Roger Foster said the claims had overwhelmed his family. The Catholic Church in England and Wales has written to the Vatican to ask if Savile's papal knighthood can be posthumously removed. Research has found that women who give up smoking by the age of 30 will almost completely avoid the risks of dying early from tobacco-related diseases. A study of 1 million women in the UK found that lifelong smokers died 10 years earlier than those who never started. In Burma, a neighbourhood inhabited by Muslim Rohingyas has been destroyed in the latest sectarian violence to hit the west of the country. The campaign group Human Rights Watch published satellite pictures which it said showed more than 100 houses and houseboats had been burned in the town of Chuk Pu. The Environment Secretary Owen Paterson has confirmed that importing ash trees will be banned from Monday to try to stop the spread of a deadly fungus which has been found in East Anglia. Calara fraxinea has already killed 90% of ash trees in Denmark. One of Britain's longest-serving victims of a miscarriage of justice has died 3 years after being released. Sean Hodgson spent 27 years in prison for a murder in 1979. DNA testing showed he was innocent, and another man, now dead, was the likely killer. The leader of the Pakistan Taliban has accused the media of a smear campaign against the group. In an audio message sent to the BBC, Hakimullah Massoud said smaller incidents were being blown out of proportion. It's thought he was referring to the shooting of the 15-year-old schoolgirl Malala Yousafzai. The weather: showers in eastern England, heavy at times, with the risk of hail and thunder. Otherwise, cold and crisp for many of us. That's the BBC News and weather at 1:03. And time now here on BBC Radio 3 for the first of this weekend's editions of The Early Music Show.
Thank you.
Paul Odet, a 21st century virtuoso of the lute, with a piece by his early 16th century equivalent, Marco dall'Aquila, Toccia Toccia la Canella. Canella is the Spanish word for cinnamon, and also an exquisite thing. So, take your pick. Paul's playing is certainly flavoursome and always exquisite. That music comes from a concert that he gave at last year's Boston Early Music Festival. That's Massachusetts, not Lincolnshire. Paul is one of the artistic directors of the festival, which was founded in 1980 and has grown into one of the largest and most respected early music festivals in the world. It's held every 2 years, and each week-long extravaganza of early music includes a fully staged Baroque opera masterpiece, concerts by some of the world's leading soloists and ensembles, nearly 100 fringe concerts, dozens of performance masterclasses, lectures, public symposia, and the world-famous exhibition, which unites thousands of early music professionals and enthusiasts in a so-called living laboratory of instruments. In today's early music show, a selection of varied gems from 6 concerts recorded at the 2011 festival. We've already heard from one of its creative directors, so let's go straight into a performance directed by another. This is the vocal ensemble Les Voix Baroque, singing part of a cantata by Buxtehude, Ad Latus Surge Amica Mea. It's directed by Stephen Stubbs. A movement from one of Buxtehude's seven devotional Lutheran cantatas, Membra Jesu Nostri, whose full title is, in English, The Most Holy Limbs of Our Suffering Jesus. Each cantata is addressed to a different part of Christ's body, his feet, knees, hands, side, breast, heart, and head. The whole work is a setting of the medieval hymn Salve Mundi Salutare, but all seven cantatas also contain biblical texts relevant to each sacred limb in turn. The music we just heard from the cantata devoted to Christ's side, Ad Latus, set words from the Song of Songs, Arise, my love, and come. It was performed by Le Voix Baroque, directed by Stephen Stubbs, who's one of the artistic co-directors of the Boston Early Music Festival. Over its more than 30 years, the festival has always made use of a wide variety of Boston's magnificent buildings, from concert halls to churches. That Buxtehude was recorded at the Jordan Hall, which is the heart and soul of the New England Conservatory of Music. For our next piece, we move to a city centre venue, the Emmanuel Episcopal Church, for a taste of a concert devoted to the Stile Moderno, subtitled The New Science of Music in Italy, which means the repertoire is from the early 17th century by composers like Tarquinio Merula, Giovanni Cima, Biagio Marini and Antonio Bertali. This is pioneering stuff, quirky, daring, needs to turn on a sixpence, or a ducat perhaps. So the name of the group that played this concert is delightfully appropriate, the Quicksilver Baroque Ensemble. They're relatively new on the scene, but they've been making quite a name for themselves in the USA and Canada, specialising in the chamber music repertoire of that exciting time. This is a sonata concertante in the modern style by Venetian composer Dario Castello. Thank you. The Sonata Decima Terza from Dario Castello's second book of Sonate Concertante in the modern style. It was played at the Emanuel Church in Boston by the Quicksilver Baroque Ensemble. You're listening to The Early Music Show on BBC Radio 3 with me, Catherine Bott, and a programme of highlights from last year's Boston Early Music Festival. Highlights is a bit of a weasel word, isn't it? Implying that there are lowlights as well. But Boston is early music treasure trove, as you can probably tell from today's sampler. Next, it's back to the magnificent Jordan Hall at the New England Conservatory, and some music for solo keyboard. The title of the concert was Ovid's Harpsichord, Cembalo Metamorphosis, a wide selection of 17th century pieces from all over Western Europe, played by the young Italian harpsichordist Luca Guglielmi. He included, among other things, pieces by Frescobaldi, Scarlatti, Buxtehude and Bach, but he began with an atmospheric prelude and passacaglia by Louis Couperin.
Thank you.
Louis Couperin's Prelude and Passacaglia in C, played by harpsichordist Luca Guglielmi, to begin his recital as part of last year's Boston Early Music Festival. There's more harpsichord music next, but this is very different in character, a concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. One of the best things about this festival is that it brings together musicians from all over the world to form the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. They make up the pit band for the festival's opera production, which last year, incidentally, was Stefani's Niobe Regina di Tebe, starring Filip Jaruzelski. And they also give orchestral concerts to packed houses at the Jordan Hall. This one, directed by violinist Robert Mealy, featured a handful of 18th century favourites by Handel, Vivaldi and Corelli, as well as four of Bach's best-known orchestral masterpieces. Towards the end of the concert, the gifted South African keyboard player Christian Bezuidenhout stepped out of the orchestra and took centre stage to play Bach's harpsichord concerto in A major, BWV 1054.
Thank you.
Bach's Concerto for Harpsichord in A, BWV 1054, played by Christian Bezuidenhout, with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, directed by Robert Mealy. For the last piece in today's programme, a complete change of texture, some traditional Hungarian music, played by an ensemble called Solamente Naturali. It was founded by the violinist Milos Valent back in 1995, and it's based in his hometown of Bratislava in Slovakia. Solamente Naturali means simply natural, and that really reflects Milos Valent's way of making music. His interest is in reviving ancient music that sounds spontaneous and rustic, even a bit rough round the edges. Of course, making music sound like that takes a lot of flair, and the performers all draw on their improvising skills and their experience of folk music. This is a selection of pieces from four different 18th century sources of Hungarian folk dances. I think you'll agree, the overall effect is really invigorating. Thank you. music to stiffen the sinews and summon up the blood. Traditional Hungarian folk dances played by the ensemble Solamente Naturali. Violinists Milos Valent and Peter Spiski, viola player Dagmar Valentova, cellist Phoebe Karai, guitarist Stephen Stubbs and harpsichordist Avi Stein. It was recorded at last year's Boston Early Music Festival in the Emmanuel Church, and it brings to an end today's Early Music Show. Do join me next time.
The Early Music Show was presented by Catherine Bott and produced in Salford by Les Pratt. Well, in tomorrow's programme at the same time, Lucy Skeeping explores the life and works of Giuseppe Tartini, one of the great violin virtuosos of the 18th century.
You know, I had my third lesson today and I thought, this is going to be a doddle. My giddy aunt, it absolutely is not.
For weeks, they've been practising hard.
I can do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
BBC stars taking up the challenge of learning the piano for the first time.
So when do I move from that to, like, the Beethoven and Mozart stuff?
Beethoven?
Yeah.
Now, in a spectacular concert from Cardiff, they take to the stage alongside established virtuosos Catherine Stott and Noriko Ogawa. Radio 3 live in concert, the climax of the BBC piano season. Monday night, live on Radio 3 from 7:30.
And so to the Radio 3 lunchtime concert. A second chance to hear last Monday's live broadcast from Wigmore Hall in London. Introduced by Sean Rafferty.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to Wigmore Hall for a recital by the young German-based Signum Quartet, who are BBC New Generation artists, garnerers of prize in Germany, Italy and in the UK, where they took the audience prize in the London International String Quartet competition here at Wigmore Hall. Quite an accolade in this temple of chamber music. Their recordings have been praised for their passion and intelligence, as well as a terrific attention to detail and to each other. They're playing two works for us today, one by Robert Schumann, one by the young man he admired and befriended, Johannes Brahms. Schumann died tragically young, Brahms stayed close to his wife Clara, both personally and artistically. We're going to hear Schumann first today, his string quartet in F major, opus 41, number 2, from the set of three dedicated to Mendelssohn, who'd conducted the premiere of his Spring Symphony. Mendelssohn he revered as the Mozart of the 19th century, the most illuminating of musicians. So the spirit of Mendelssohn is here. So too the spirits of Haydn, Mozart and Beethoven, whose quartet Schumann had studied intensely before he put notes to stave. He'd been on tour with his beloved wife Clara. She was treated as a superstar. He felt rather sidelined, so he returned to Leipzig, buried himself in the scores, and the result, a piano trio, a piano quintet, piano quartet, and these three string quartets, opus 41. His diary entry in this year of 1842 said that he was having quartetish thoughts, something I think of an understatement. Well, the F major, number 2, is in 4 movements. The outro allegro is with something of a feel of a piano about him, an instrument never far from his thoughts. We play the F major, it was 41, number 2, the Signum Quartet.